You are listening to BensTorah.com.
There is a grow here about Yovel. Look at the grow. So the grow is Mipia Shmua, but there is a similar grow also in Medrash Halacha. V'safarta lecho. I'm going to share with you what I found from the Groh. And the Groh says, Yeshua Posuk Zeh, this Posuk, the Posuk says, that Posuk by Yovel. He says, the Groh, Yesh Miro Seseris, it appears to be very extra. So he says like this, if it would have been only, if it would have been that you should count seven groups of 7 years, I would have said that you have only to count the seven shmitas, the seven groups of seven, not each year individually. In the Yanu, Korosh Vecholos Hashmita, I would have thought if it would be in the Pasuk saying only the Safar Talcha Sheva Shabbos Rishonim, at the beginning of the Shmita, you say Hayom Shmita Achas. But Shmita, every beginning of 7 years, like next year's beginning of Shmita, say Hayom Shmita Achas. Aval Porote Hashonim, if Nasmin, I would have not thought that you have to count every year individually. Lachen Ksiven, that's why it says Teisha Verboim Shona, that you need to count 49 years. But I would have thought you only count the years individually before they can be grouped as a Shemitah. But once they get into a group of seven, that would be enough to say Yom Shemitah Achas. And then in the 8th year, you say, today or at 8 years, there are 1 Shemitah. You don't need to say Shmita Vishon Achas. We don't have to say that. Lachen Ksiv Sheva Shonim Sheva Peomim. So that's what the Pasuk stresses. You have to count 7 years 7 times. She Sheva Shonim Imne Shonim Bifneat Vashina Sheva Shonim Sheva Peomim. You have to count 7 years individually without grouping them into a week until you group into weeks for 7 times. Haremucha Shetzorach Limnos Tchilas Hashonim Bifneat Zman. Vareid Yoyt Vashin Tzorach Limnos Tchilas Hashonim Bifneat Zman. I don't thought maybe you only counted the beginning. You only count like this. This is the number of years, and this is the 5th Shemitah. This is the 6th Shemitah. You said this is the number of years to the 3rd Shemitah. But you don't have to count the Shemitahs. Today, 7 Shemitahs or 8 Shemitahs. You count the years, you count the weeks. And that's what we did. Shvuos v'shonim. You count the Shemitahs, you count the years. And then you go back and say, today, 7 Shemitahs and 2 years. And it says, Sfira Soimer resembles Shmita Sayovel. Mitchila kama yomim boimer. First, we say how many days. Then, when we have weeks, we say kama shavu shavu. We count not what week it is, but how many weeks passed. Ve kama yomi shavu. Ki mitzvah limne yomi limi mishvui. Because the mitzvah is to count days and shavuos. Ve anu loim nim gzera shava. And the structure of the sfira. We learn this gzera shava from Yovel. Usfartem, usfartem. The two of them. Right? The two of them, usfartem, usfartem. 1 second. Yes. Yeah, we own. So just try it. It's Michael. So that's why the Safarta, that's the idea of the Safarta. So we basically learn Gzera Shova from Shmita how to count. That you count the years, you count the weeks, and you put them together. Right? And that's not like the tour. And that's why we say today is X days, which is X weeks, la'oimer. Right? So you know, as you count the days, you count the weeks, and count how many days in the week. And the question is, you learn from Yovel, why do we have to count in such a way? Like if it's 29 days, hayom, so you count the days, you count the weeks, and you count what day in the week. So you count this in 3 ways, right? As individual days, as weeks, as and the days in the week. And you do this learning from Yovel. First of all, what does it have to do with Yovel? And why do you have to do it this way? And it's a gzera shova. That's why the Gro says we learn from the Safar Talecho, and the Posuk by Yovel goes out of its way to repeat itself to tell you the structure of the counting. Why such a structure of the counting? Question number one. Question number two is a famous rivosh. This rivosh is so important. Says the rivosh in Sima Sadik. He asks a famous question. Once you the Nisan passed, you make Kaddish year on the first 30 days. Why do you need to look for Adim for Chodesh Sivan? What is the need for Adim for Chodesh Sivan? You have to make Kaddish. Anyway, you know that you have to be Mekadesh, whatever it is. Once you know year, you know Sivan, because it has to be Vov Sivan. So his question is, you have to make the 50 days of the Sphira fall into Vov Sivan. So once you know how many days year have, why do you have to know Sivan? Because if you make Iyar Mole, and if you make Nisan Mole and Iyar Mole, so Shvu is going to fall Hey Sivan. It's not Matan Torah. Ve'enu Yom Shilin HaTorah. That's not the day the Torah was given. De'lerabonu Shisha Ulem Yoses Shiva. So he asks a question. Once I know that Nisan was a Chodesh Mole, so now you are stuck, because if you make Iyar Mole, Sivan will be a month that you're going to have the 50th day of Sfira falling on Hey Sivan, and Hey Sivan is Almat and Torah. So he asks a simple question. Once Adim came for Nisan, and you knew Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and if Rosh Chodesh Iyar was Amol, it was 2 days, you are stuck with Chodesh Iyar. So why did you wait for Adim? Yeshloimash Ein Kpeida Bazeh. Says the Rivosh, there's no Kpeida. Shavuos does not have to be in the day of Matan Torah. Shavuos is the 50th day Laomer. So in other words, Shavuos and Matan Torah, says the Rivosh, they're completely independent. Shavuos is the 50th day Laomer. Shavuos Matan Torah is either Vov Sivan or Zayin Sivan. If he falls on Hey Sivan, it's not Matan Torah. Ela shibizman hazeh diadina mikvi yedeyarchol misamol veki yechosel kolim chamish loimer v'am v'misivish nabot Torah, das rabona. Now that we make Chodesh Nisan mole and Iyar choser, then taker Shavuos falls then, which is good. Kedisa masechta Shabbos. Kedisa masechta Shabbos. It says, it's only because by us it works out. Says the Rivosh, it's only because by us it works out. But technically it doesn't have to work out. I told you, if Adim came and there were no Adim, let's say Bisman Ariya, Adim didn't come, so Nisan had 30 days. And Nir had 30 days. Now Shavuos is going to fall on Hey Sivan. Is that Matan Torah, but who cares? V'teidel chashav, v'chashav berka niskar, the bain, he says, bain the rabbona, bain rabbi yoyis, bim shav, zit na Torah. He says, I'll show you that Shavuos has nothing to do with Matan Torah. Because you know Shabbos was given the Torah. V'teva nisa shabuyos mitzrayim, ha'yeh hamishu b'shabbos. You know, they went out to Mitzrayim when? On a Thursday. Matan Torah is on a Shabbos. The old question is, what day was the month? Rabban also nisa via shneim leimuk v'rosh chodesh shir v'sheni b'shabbos. Lachen yom Shabbos midat Torah Vav Sivan. So Vav Sivan means that if they went out from Mitzrayim on a Thursday and Matan Torah is on a Shabbos, it must be the reason why it's Vav Sivan is because both nisa and nir were mole. Rabbi Yosi a year choser b'rosh zayim sivan. V'lachen u Shabbos v'rosh Torah hay zayim sivan. But he says if you count it, it's chamishim yom yizerev Shabbos v'rosh Torah. So Shabbos, Shabbos was never given, the Torah was never given the 50th day of the Omer. Torah was given the 51st day of the Omer. I just told you, right? Because if Pesach, day I went out with Mishramunas on that Thursday, and Matan Torah is on Shabbos, Shabbos is the 51st day of Sfira. ועכשיו זה יום 51 לבני אוהרם. אלא שאז לא קרוב, ילדנו זנו קורבן האומר, כי לא נסחי וגם לא יסתם 67 מאות, זה לכן שקום משכם. מקום הלמדנו שאין איך לך להיות 50 ליומר. שתו לבוא הכוס וחג שבוע שיהיה ומתן שלי דבר תוירה. So says the ריבוש, שבועס is independent from מתן תוירה, which makes so much sense. Right? The Torah never talks about שבועס being מתן תוירה. Shavuos is Shavuos. Happens to be the Shavuos that if it falls on hay or on vav, which is Matan Torah, so you put the two together. But if it doesn't fall, that's it. If it falls on hay seven, okay, is that Matan Torah? Loi pochis, v'shetor b'kos chag ha-Shavuos shi b'yom sh'nina b'Torah lo pochis ulo yisela sh'ata l'fi cheshboneinu yovo ken le'olam. Now, today, it falls on Matan Torah. Shachamishi kol vav seven. ובכמד ראשון הסוסוס זה הרביבור שלא יהיו מקפידים שיובו שבועס למה שנידה בתוירה. You realize that the Gemara says, שבועס, עצרס, פעול ממהי, sometimes it fell on the fifth of the month, sometimes on the sixth, sometimes on the seventh. שני ימלאים, if both חודשים were מולה, if both ניסן and ניר had 30 days, it fell on the fifth. אחד מולה ואחד חוסר, if one of them was a מולה and one of them a חוסר, it fell on vav. שניהם חסרים זין, עד כאן. והרי זה מבואה שלא יהיו מקפידים שבו שבועס למה שנה בתוירה. You see that clearly, sometimes שבועס fell not in the מתן תוירה. If חוידש ניסן and חוידש יהיו both מולה, it didn't fell מתן תוירה. כך נראה לא יהיו בשלטיך. He says, that's why. Technically, שבועס and מתן תוירה are separate. And זמן מתן תוירה is only by us, because it falls on the same day. But technically, you could have Shavuos not bizman matan Torah. Shavuos could fall on a hay seven if both Iyar and Nisan normale falls on hay seven. Hay seven is not matan Torah. You don't say it's matan Torah, say no. The question on this rivosh is unbelievable. So what is Shavuos? What are we celebrating? Zman HaKotzer, is that a good cultural yontif? Meaning, how is Zeich Litzias Mitzrayim Chag HaKotzer? We always, the narrative for us is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Says the Rivosh, that's not Davka. Only by us. Hey Sivan, Vav Sivan is Zman Matan Torah. I'm sorry, Vav Sivan and Zayin Sivan. Hey Sivan is not. So Shavuos, if it falls on Vav and Zayin, Zman Matan Torah. Falls on Hey, is not. So what kind of a yontif is this? So it comes out there are two types of celebrations. In other words, in the time of the Mikdash, what to do? Meaning the rabbi always said like this, this rivosh makes life very hard for a rabbi. Because the rabbis in the time of the Mikdash would have to give a drosha on Shavuos. And it depends if the Eidim came, if let's say Nisan was Mole. Right? So you know that Shavuos can fall the earliest, the latest is Vav. But in the Chodesh Ni'ir, like this week, if the Eidim would not come in, and would be a Chodesh Mole, so Shavuos would fall on Hay. And if it falls on Hay, it's a Matan Torah. So the rabbis would not have a Drosha Matan Torah. The rabbis would have to talk about Chag HaKotzer. So you have to wait until the Eidim come to realize when Shavuos is going to fall. So this is a Rivosh. Now, it appears to be this Rivosh Apele. But interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Yisim HaTzadik Dalet, passes that way. ביום חמישים לספיר הסעוי מרוחג השבועס. הנקרא צרס ולא של חכומים. שבועס is called הצרס. שנאמר תספירו חמישים יום והקרבתם וקרוסם בעצם הזה מקרא קוידש. לפי חיזבן החשדו שממוסו בידינו. So says the Balatania, according to the חשבן that we have today, שהחוידש ניסן ומולה לאילם וחודש יירו חוסר לאילם. Our חודש is the ניסן has 30 days and year has only 29 days. The calendar is that the 50th day of Sfira falls on Vav Sivan, like by us. Shariyem Yasfira matchil mit Zayin, im ken, si makes all the cheshbon. Lefi chachanu omrim zman matan toraseinu. Therefore, according to the calendar that is by us, we say zman matan toira. Shivu shisha b'sivan nita toira lisol, because shisha b'sivan, according to chachomim, at least the Torah was given. אבל בזמן שביקש מחודש מלפיריה, but what happens if you're dependent on Eidim? היה אפשר להיות גם חודש ניסן חוסר וחג השבועס שיום חמישים לא יהיה בשבע בסיוון. It was possible that sometimes שבועס fell on Zayin Sivan. Why? If חודש ניסן had 29 days and חודש איר had 29 days, the 50th day of the Omer would fall when? On Zayin Sivan. ואם היה חודש איר מולה, but what happens if you had both מולה? Both Nisan and Iyar had 30 days each. היה חג השבוע שיום החמישה הוא לא מחמישה בסיוון. You could have שבוע 25 בסיוון. אף שאין לי ביום הכתרי ולא יש לנו מקום תוירה. אין בכך כלום. The fact that this is not Matan Torah doesn't make a difference. שהכוסף לא תור לחג הזה ביום Matan Torah. The Torah never, never relates שבועס to חג Matan Torah. ולא בכמה ימים לחודש. שבועס is a funny yontif. It's not a calendar yontif. Doesn't depend on the calendar. It's only 50 days after Pesach, after the second day of Pesach. That's the one. Number two has nothing to do with Matan Torah. רק בחמישים לאים, לפי שחשבון המוסר בידינו. Now, today, our calendar, לעולם יהיה יום חמיש לאים, בשביל סיוון. Today happens to be that the two are together. שהוא יום Matan Torah. אף שבשיר שבנו הוא יום נון אלף, מתזבב בניסה שבו יוצא מצרים, והתורה ניתה ביום נון בייס, even though the Torah was only given in the 52nd day. I told you, we celebrate Shavuos 50 days after the second day of Pesach, which is 51 days after the first day of Pesach. But we know that in Mitzrayim, they went out on a Thursday, that's what the Rosh says, that the Torah was given on Shabbos. Shari b'chamisha b'shabbos yotzu b'tzayim k'shizbare b'siman taflamet, v'atoyra nitna b'choydesh b'yom ha-Shabbos. So he says, v'kevan shabbishivan, v'shir b'nai tezayin l'tzitz Mitzrayim, though he says, comes out the word 52 days. Shariyom Nalef, afal piken amrim de Torah, even though it's not the same day of the Oymer, we still say Matan Torah. Why? Shari b'shisha b'siv, b'shisha b'torah, because the calendar, the monthly calendar coincides. So says the Balatani, the same idea. The Torah was given not on the 51st day after Pesach, or the 50th day of the Sfira, but on the 51st day of Sfira. So Shavuos has nothing to do with Matan Torah. Happens to be that Matan Torah happened either of Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan. Since we fall always in Vav Sivan, we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So Zman Matan Torah Seinu is not a derivative or a function of the Sfira, is a function of our calendar. And the questions are so many. Number one comes out like this, that Shavuos has nothing to do with Matan Torah. So what is Shavuos? What is Shavuos? We're preparing for what? Shavuos is the idea of preparation, counting. We are counting towards what? I always never understood. Let's say Shavuos is a celebration of harvest. It's a harvest holiday, right? It's an agricultural holiday. Okay, but what's the purpose of counting? We are counting towards what? So what's the purpose of Sfiras HaOmer? What's the purpose of Shavuos? And comes out that Matan Torah sometimes fell on Shavuos, sometimes not. If it was on Hay Sivan, it was not Matan Torah. So he probably did not say Davin is Matan Torah. If it was on Vav and Zayin, you do say. And the big question is, one second, for us it falls on Vav. But Vav is only Matan Torah according to Rabbanan. If you remember, Machloikis Digmor, Rabbi Yossi and Chachomim, when Torah was given, Vav was Zayin Sivan. We Paskan, everybody knows, like Rabbi Yossi. So it already says we pass the Kribios to Torah Zayin Sivan. So according to that, still doesn't make any sense. That's the Magen Avraham's Kasha. The Magen Avraham's Kasha is, one second, it still doesn't make any sense. Why does it make any sense? Because according to this, our Matan Torah is never in the right day. So how do you do that? Right? And the Korban, by the way, the counting, Michael is right, brings the Korban Shtia Lechem. What is the Korban Shtia Lechem? Why counting brings Shtia Lechem if not Matan Torah? What is it? What's the narrative? What's the idea? Now look at Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok asks this as a pella. He says like this, in Machsheves Choretz, Inyan HaShavuos Ikore Bavur Shematan Torah. See, Reb Tzadok says, Shavuos is Matan Torah. He argues with the Baal HaTanya, says, Shavuos is Matan Torah. Kmo Sheyostuan Shekneses HaGdoila. What's his raya? The Torah Shebichsav never correlates Shavuos to Matan Torah. There is no such apostle. The only place to say that is where? In our tefillah, because in our tefillah it says Matan Torah Seinu. Shem Tiknu HaTfilos Lizkor Shebibrochis. They were Mesaka the Tfila, so they established the narrative of Shavuos. Ve'atema mi Magen Avraham Shimon Tzadik Dal. It says, I have a pell on the Magen Avraham. Shekosim in Agenu loymar zman Matan Torah Seinu al pi Rambam. Tole levi min Agenu. So the Rambam says, Zman Matan Torah is not an Sheknes HaGdoela, it's only our minhag. What does it mean, our minhag? The most obvious thing is that Shavuos is Matan Torah. The Rambam says, we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the Magen Avraham quotes. Why? Because that's our minhag. Our minhag, says the Tzadik, that doesn't make any sense. Now listen to this. This is such a fascinating Reb Tzadok. Vevade shumi soid anshik nesagdoila. So Reb Tzadok goes fights this anshik nesagdoila. She tiknu kol abrochas veleka de poligale she kedusha chag. He says there is nobody who argues that shvuas kedusha sachag is matan toira. This Reb Tzadok is a pella. I just showed the Rivosh and the Balatanya who say there has nothing to do with it. But Reb Tzadok says it's impossible. Every Yontif, there is an event that we celebrate. That says, one second. Shmatan Torah was Zayin Sivan. And it was on the 51st day of Svira, the 40th day. And then he quotes, we know that Magen Avraham quotes the Rama Mifano that says, how can he say that this is a reverence Yom Tov Sheni? Clearly, this is Yom Tov. And the Kelly is why you tell me that it's not Matan Torah? Give me the Koro shoes by Matan Torah. This is Matan Torah. So the Reb Tzadok asks this simple question. Clearly is Matan Torah. The Rambam says, is our meaning to say Matan Torah? What is it? We always celebrate an event. What are we celebrating, Shavuos? But clearly, that's not how the Rivosh and the Balatanya learn. So the question, according to the Rivosh and the Balatanya, there are many questions. Number one, what is Shavuos? Why are we counting towards two? What is the Korban Shtia Lechem for? Doesn't make any sense. This whole thing doesn't make any sense. Then number two, why you tell me that some years, randomly, if it falls on the Vav and Zayin, even though Vav and Zayin are mutually exclusive, Vav is only Matan Torah according to Rabbanan and Zayin not Keter B'Yossi, but in these two, you say Matzvah Matan Torah. If it falls on Hey, your tough luck is not Matan Torah. So what is random? So in other words, I thought the rabbi would have to prepare a new drosha depending what happens to the month. It's so crazy. And Reb Tzadok says, is Matan Torah? Tell me, it's not Matan Torah. What is it? But let me show you a Tosefta. And this Tosefta, people, for me, was a shock. But it is a Tosefta that hopefully will change everybody's yontem going forward. Tosefta. Atzeres piyom shechal yos bechamisha ubishisha ubishiva. Shavuos can fall 3 days of the month. On the 5th of Sivan, the 6th, and the 7th. Lo pachot. It can never be more, can never be less. 5, 6, or 7. As I told you, 5, if both Nisan and Iyar are Mole. 6 is like Mayas, the Nisan, one is a Mole, one is a Choser. If both are Choser, right, it goes all the way to Zayin Siman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chal Yos Bechamisha Siman Ra Lo Olam. You realize something, this is something that you have to do. If it falls on the 5th, it's Siman Ra Lo Olam. Beshisha Beinuni. If it falls on 6, okay. Beshiva Siman Yofe Lo Olam. Look at this. So they're saying, now that Tosefta tells you that this is not only like the Rivosh is saying that it falls on the 5th, you don't say Zman Matan Torah Seinu, okay? But if it falls on the 5th, it's a Siman Ra'al Olam. It's like an eclipse, right? If this thing came, it's a Siman Ra'al Olam. The question is, why? And if it's Vav, it's Beinuni. And now we are totally in the Beinuni world. And if it falls on Zayin, Sima Yofe Lo'ilam. Why? Why? And why Vav and Zayin? Lechor Shmei Machloik, because Rabbi Yosef and Chachomim, right? Vav and Zayin. But they're telling you like this. If it's Vav, Simon Beinuni. And Lechor is not a Machloik, because Rabbi Yosef and Chachomim. Why Vav is Beinuni? And why Simon Yofe Lo'ilam if he falls on Zayin? So let's repeat the questions that we have till now. We have one question that we need to talk about, which is the question that we started the Gro. The Gro says our counting is a very structured counting. We count the days, we count the weeks, we count the days of the weeks. We learned this from Yovel, it's a zeros across, but that's why the posting by Yovel is so precise. The question is, what's the shaychus to Yovel? What's the shaychus? Number two, why is it structured in such a way? Question number one. Question number two, now Shavuos is not only the Rivosh and the Balatanya, both say that Zman Matan Torah is a function of the calendar. And Vav and Zayin, you say Zman Matan Torah. If Shavuos falls on Hey, you don't say Matan Torah. So that's the case. So Matan Torah is totally, so it comes out on the Hey, don't say. So what's Shavuos? What is the Yontav of Shavuos? What are you counting towards to wash the Alechem for? That's a Mamash Apele. And mamish, what the yontif is different if he falls on man matan Torah. Today is man matan Torah saying. If you do, the other one is not man matan Torah saying. Question number two. And the question number three is the Tosef Nerachin. Tosef Nerachin Perek Aleph. Tosef Nerachin says there is a time when Siman Toiv, Siman Ra. Now, and is not, so the Poshup Shat is, you could say, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Yossi, and that's why Siman Yof El Oilam on the second, but Vav is Beinoni, so Vav is nothing. What's the difference? According to Rabbi Yossi, between Vav and Zayin. I always thought, maybe the Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yossi. Toros need to be Zayin, therefore he falls on Zayin, Siman Yof El Oilam. But if that's the case, there's no difference between Hay and Vav. And the Tosefta Siu says, if it falls on Hay, Siman Ra Oilam, Siman Vav. So the only Yontif, I tell you, this is a funny Yontif, right? Shmuis, not only according to the Rivosh, the rabbi doesn't know what to give the drosha until he finds Rosh Chodesh. Meaning this Shabbos, I decided to give the Shiva because this Shabbos Mevorchim, right? This Shabbos Mevorchim is very critical because when Rosh Chodesh is, he defines Shmuis. Because if Rosh Chodesh Siman this year will be 2 days. So this will fall on Zayin. This will be a Siman Yofe. It will be a Siman Ra'al Oilam Chas V'Shalom. Because if it's 2 days, Shavuos will fall on Hay Siman. And then would not be Matan Torah. So the Rabbi Oral and everybody else will have to give a different Rosh. They cannot talk about Matan Torah because there's nothing to do with Matan Torah. And the Siman Ra'al Oilam. What does it mean? But if it's Vav Siman is Benoni, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's nothing Vav Siman. What's the difference between Vav and Hay? To answer all of this, and by the way, I think that this is so fundamental to understand Shavuos, that I think that our Shavuos, hopefully my Shavuos changed. I hope everybody's Shavuos will change after all of this. Look at the Aderes Elio. The Aderes Elio in Parshas Emor. There is an Aderes Elio, and the Aderes Elio explains the following. Says the growing Aderes Elio. Inyan haregolim al derech haremes. Inyan shloish haregolim or dalad regolim, right? You can see that dalad regolim is shem havaya. Yud kei vovkis keneged darba regolim. Zayin imeya pesach vizayin imeya chag are the shteya hein. The hay and the hay are keneged the 7 days of Pesach and the 7 days of Shavuos. Pesach letata. Pesach is the bottom, is the beginning, right? Is the bottom, which is the last hay. Is the hay, which is hay tato. Sukkos leila. Sukkos is the first hay. Kmo shekosafti, right? The Gzor writes in Chel Gimel Daf Tzadi Beis. Velachen bo halal gomor. That's why the hay, which Sukkos has a halal gomor, because it's a big yontif, the lo misparet miyud, because the hay and the yud are inseparable. By being inseparable is a simcha shlema. Aval bePesach lo nichnesu bevov. But on Pesach, you don't connect to the vov ad sheochlu lechem min hashamayim, until they ate lechem min hashamayim vekiblu hatoira, and that was kabbalah satoira allowed them to connect to the vov as shtia lechem heichasodim. Aval chseya soyri v'shvuas vov. Shvuas is the vov. Lachen is only 1 day. So the yud and the vov are one, and that's why Shmini Atzeres is one, and the Atzeres, which is Shavuos, is the Vav. That's what the Gro writes in the Zohar writes in Shar Tzadik Vav. V'Shmini Atzeres hu yud shel Hashem, v'lachen gam kem yom elaf, shekol echod me'azchorim alef, because males are always one, and the nukvin zdalin. The 7 females, which is the hay is the female, we know the hay always, and the vov, which is a zohar, is one. Besimon v'ziku sheva noshim b'yishechad. Besoid, that's why, by the way, and Shai Sasson asked me, why do we read always the idea of Shiva Siyomim, the idea of 7 days that you have to wait, by Yoyim HaShmini Shor, or Kesev Oez Kivole, Vaya Shiva Siyomim Tachasime, or Miyam HaShmini V'Halei Rotze. Why the Shiva and Shmini you read always in the Yontef? Even if you don't learn, if you don't read the entire Parsha, Aser Te'aser, you read short, but you start short Kesev, you always start about the concept of Yom HaShmini. And he says, why? Because Shiva Siyomim Tachasime, Tachasime, the female is 7, or Miyam HaShmini V'Halei, after the 8th day, you transcend So you go to connect to the Zohar. As he wrote the Korban Hashem. That's why seven is the world of physical, is the world of the female. Vechen mila bashmini begins with zeh. Begin the Abba v'imul shmat chashmini atzer estei chavar sukkos. So the male and the female of sukkos, it relates to the yud. And the yud and the he are never separated, right? These are the ones which are treirein dolo misparshin. So that's why the Nekeva here needs to go into a process of seven to connect to the Vov. And that's why the Shmi Atzeres is on the first day, our Atzeres needs 7 days. What does this mean? So Rabbi Yitzchok Eisenkober explains in the Be'er Yitzchok. Inyan shloisha regolim, choshev rabbeinu shloisha regolim besoid arba oises havaye. Yud ke vov kis keneged regolim. Keseder mimata lemala. You go from back to top. Pesach behei tato. Shvues vov su kesei rishoina shmini atzeres rigel bifnei atzma yud shel Hashem. So hei, the first hei is Pesach, vov is Shavuos. Then you have another hey, which is Sukkos, and the Yud is Shmini Atzeres. That's why both are called Atzeres. And it says, "Vezel shoin hazoyer parsha semor tochazi kol et ve tochazi vayashivas yomim vov hey yud hey galifu asmon vov hey hashivas yomis kalilu bechad." The idea of the vov hey is that you have 7 days, which become fused into one. Yud and Hey is also Shivas Yom. Han lechsiv Shivas Yomim v'Shivas Omer b'Siyom. Ve'yah Shivas Yomim tachas imui. 7 days you are under your mother. Tachas imui satorotu. V'zeh roshan rabinu kan she'shivas imi ha'pesach u'teitato v'uzayin yomim. These are the 7 days of creation. Shad nichzul g'or d'bnei Musa. In the 7 days you become connected to faith. V'soid lechem o'ini b'darga d'nukva. This is the Nekeva, which is lechem o'ini. Okay? The beginning of the Nekeva is Shavuos, and that's 7 days, and then it goes into the concept that you connect to the Zohar with the Vov. I'm going to write here. I'm sorry.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Give me a second. Okay, that's why you have to eat matzah, because it's like a trufa that somebody who's sick, he eats a medicine. That's why you have to be very careful about what we eat. To explain this, let me explain to you, and this is so important. We spoke about matzah. You realize that the hay always relates to Olam Hazeh. Hey, as we're going to see by Shlomo Melech, the Gemara says, Behei Nivra Olam Hazeh. Hey represents Olam Hazeh, which is a Dalet that has nothing, and the Yud or the Vov is far away. The Gros says, and you're going to see if you want to follow the quotes the Gros. The Gros says the following: the first Hey is a Dalet with a Yud. The second Hey is a Dalet with a Vov. The little piece of the Dalet is not a Yud, is a Vov. I mentioned so many times that's Doidi Li. Dalet Vov, Dalet Yud. Which means is the following. The Hey is always Nekeva, right? Every female ends with the letter Hey. The Hey means the female, which are the Mekablin, which relates to Olam Hazeh. And the idea of Olam Hazeh is to create a void. The idea of Dalet, which is Dal, with the search to the Zohar, to the male, to the giver, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Dalet, the first Hey, which is Hey Tato, is the Dalet searching, looking for the Vov, and then you connect the Vov and the Hey. The Hey law is the Dalet searching for the Yud, it connects to the Yud. Says the girl. The world of physical is the world of seven. 7 days of creation, 7 days of Shabbos, I can get the 7 meters. The world of physical is the world of seven. It's always a multiple of seven. That's why the Maral says it's the world of Teva. The world of seven is the world which is separate, which is each day is something on its own. Our Avoida in Pesach is that we spoke about it, right? The Chometz, it was a Vov and a Vov separate. right? Or Vav and Azayin, depends how you spell it. Vav and Avav meaning there is the physical world, which is the six dimensions. Three dimensions of space and three dimensions of time. They were separate. Once we broke that, we created a world of physical of seven, that there is six, and there is this earning of seven, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Hazeh. We know that there are six physical dimensions and one dimension, which is the spiritual, which relates to the Hay. The Hay represents the seven, right? The Dalet is the six dimensions of physical, and the Yud is the dimension of spiritual, Shabbos, Kol HaShvim Chavivin, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts in this world. This is the world of seven. Six dimensions of physical, which is three dimensions of space, or three dimensions of time, together, creates the Vav. In Chometz, they were separate, and there was a Marechas, which is completely separate. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misgale himself in Har Sinai, we created the Dili, that the world of physical, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a Zayin, a seventh. That's why Shabbos comes about, which is giving a spiritual narrative in Olam Hazeh. But the idea is for us to connect to the Vav and to create unity. That creating unity is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Vav. The Vav is the Zohar, is that the Nekeva not only looks at the Zohar, the Nekeva connects to the Zohar. You realize in a wedding, right? In a wedding, the Kala gives seven circles around the Chosan. That represents the physical, right? The physical of the world of seven. We are looking for the Chosan. We see the Chosan. The six connects to the seventh, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu betoch Olam Hazeh. We want to transcend in the Olam Hazeh, to get out of the physical of the female, and for the female to connect with the male. That's the marriage. This is the Hay becomes connected to the Vav. Rabbi said this is made through the counting. Counting of Sfira Sa'imer is Sfira Sa'yevel, that we take individual days, we unite with Shabbos, and we create a unit. And that Shabbos becomes a Shabbos Shabboson when the seven connect to the seven. The whole idea of Sfira Sa'imer is creating unity, looking at our lives, right? Because we say, what's Sfira? What's the avoidance of Sfira Sa'imer? Avoidance of Sfira Sa'imer is exactly counting. Counting says the grow is aggregating. You count every day individually, but you turn them into a unit of Shabbos. And then the Shabbos becomes part of a larger Shabbos. It's the seven connecting to the seven. That unity, when you go to the seven in two dimensions, I told you the world of physical is three dimensions, times two is the physical, is always this duality. When you take the world of seven in two dimensions, is a unit of seven connecting to the seven units of seven. This is the world of connection that we bring the world to the Ichud, and we transcend to the Vav. The Vav is, in Chazal, always the letter of connection, is the hook. That is how we transcend and we connect to the world of spiritual. Sfira Sa'oimer is nothing but just creating that world, which is the world of physical, which is looking at the world of spiritual, creating unity in the life, to the unity of the seven, to make the seven part of our lives into unity, to allow us to transcend to death. If you ask, what's the void of Sfira Sa'imer, the void of Shavuos? Shavuos is exactly weeks, is aggregating. That's what the Gro says. The void of Shavuos is taking the Hay into the Vav. The Dalet and the Yud are separate. To merge them together, you transcend into the Vav and you connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why the Sfira is exactly that. It's taking days, looking at every day and putting the day. And by the way, this is Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem is not looking at life which is disjuncted. The Taiva Yivakesh Nifrad. The world of Taiva is the world that life is disjuncted, every day separate. Our Avoda is to put it into a narrative and to connect it to Shabbos. My name is Borchim to Kiryoima, and to take the Shabbos into the Shabbos Shabbos, into the second degree of Shabbos. This is the same idea of Yovel. This is life. If you remember, we spoke to Marsho. The Marsho says life is also seven times seven. Says the Marsho, if you remember from last week, life is 70 years. 70 years is divided the following. First 20 are preparation. But it's not chayv in the chayv b'dei shamayim. Afterwards, there are 50 years. 50 years is the Yovel. The Yovel is 7 times 7 and transcending to the world of 50. The world of 50 is the world of Cheirus, that you achieve unity. The idea of Shavuos is not Matan Torah. is the unity, which is kirvon ulfnei harsina, which is the experience to allow us to receive the Torah. The receiving the Torah is the derivative of the experience of Shavuos. So says the Rivosh, Shavuos itself is not Matan Torah. Shavuos is bringing the unity, the hay into the vav, like Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is taking Sukkos into Shmini Atzeres, Parechod, Ailechod. That's it, the world of Ichud. Is bringing the, once you have the world of Ichud, that experience, you could connect to Kodesh Bohu, and Torah becomes the vehicle to transcend. But you can only connect if you accept Shavuos. Shavuos is not Matan Torah. Shavuos is the hachona for Matan Torah, and it can fall in the day of Matan Torah, but doesn't have to be, because Shavuos is the hachona. Shavuos is exactly, if you look at Shavuos, what is the zodiac of Choyger Sivan? We spoke so many times. The zodiac of Choyger Sivan is Gemini, are the twins. It's connecting two people together. That's what it is. It's connecting us to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not only that, the snake vosim says the Gro. What are the shti halechem? Says the Gro. The shti halechem. The kibul ator shti halechem. Shadish ochlo mam bevilechem in the shomayim niskach v'zochlo betor besitra devov tchura. Lechem in the shomayim is that we were able to transcend the physical into the spiritual, and that is shti halechem. Shti halechem. Shti alechem tarti shchinta ilov et atov ischam kiachad tarti the two lechomim, the shti alechem is the connection of the world of physical to the world of spiritual. You realize that that's the process we spoke about it, right? You go from chometz, which are two separate dimensions of six, to a dimension of six connecting to the seven, which is matzah, which is the yearning, and matzah allows you to connect to mitzvah. Mitzvah is connection, safta, devolve. This is what Shavuos is all about. It's integrating Shabbos into the week. Every day becomes a part of Shabbos, of the idea of Kedusha, creating unity, creating a narrative. You realize that Shavuos is ilu kirvanu lifnei har Sinai. It's not nosa lanu satoira. That's what we say in the Dayenu. Ilu kirvanu lifnei har Sinai velo nosa lanu satoira Dayenu. How you mekarev yourself to har Sinai, that is Sfira Saimer, that's Shavuos. Shavuos is Kirvanu lifnei har Sinai. Matan Torah, it's separate. Says the Baal HaTanya, it doesn't have to be on the same day. The one who says that, Beferush, if you see, is the Marsho. Look at the Marsho. The Marsho says like this, Yoyim HaShishi, Tema, Leman Deomer B'Shiva B'Choydesh, Neser Zebulus B'Yom HaShishi. Yoyim HaShishi, right, is the day of Matan Torah. Rashi says that Shammai words are told in the Shishi. If the Torah is given Zion, it has nothing to do with Shishi. V'yeshloima v'chule, v'shinu et chigito is exoteros. V'anire be'zeach reshish ledak v'su yiperak v'yekiv, v'dipit labon rabi yoisi, v'shisha o b'shiva, v'lekol b'shiva z'n Torah, Shabbos was nit na Torah, v'yeshlesav v'zer kulam min ha-Torah b'yom nunalv min ha-Sfira. So he says the Torah was given when? In the nunalv. Lama kova chag ha-Shavuos b'yom chamishi, Shavuos is always a day before Matan Torah in the Shavuot. You realize that you counted 50 days, and the 51st day was the Torah given. Okay, says Lama Kova. Nashvir Vakova Namazerfi Shaloi Sol is Rum Lechok Mazatura Chitaru Vikashwas Mikol Tumas Mitzrayim. We have to first prepare ourselves. This is our preparation, how we do it, right? That's the men, that's why also the Shtei Lucho, it says absolutely, it's just Gemini. And he says, Beferush, 7 and 50 is Kedusha, Kinyan Shaiva Shavuos is the Yovelos, like Shemitah, our Parsha. Once you achieve the unity in the 50, then you could get, and that's the Chag Shavuos. Is our preparation. That experience is what Shavuos is all about. Okay? That's why Shavuos also has no mitzvah, like Shmini Atzeres has no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. Right? Like Shmini Atzeres has no mitzvah. Because its unity is putting life in context. This is Shavuos. Now, what's the idea of Vov and Zayin? According to Rabbi Yossi, that the Torah was given in Zayin, what is Vov? What is Vov? So the Maral says like this, that's the Maral, very important Maral in Sefer HaTiferes. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Torah was given all the way to the 50th day of Sfira. According to Rabbi Yossi, the 50th day of Sfira is Vav Sivan. The 50th day, which is Vav Sivan, is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Hu HaNoisen. This Mitzad Him, the giving of the Torah, is Vav Sivan, which is the Yom HaChamishim. Aval Kabbalah Satoira, but Kabbalah Satoira, Shove Kabbal Loisa, Ve Kabbal Hu Achar Kach, is one day later. Ve Tzarech Yoim Bifnei Atmen, you need a day on its own. El Kabbalah Satoira, Velchei Ola Kabbalah Satoira, Ve Yom Chamish, Rak Ve Yom Chamishim Ve'echod. That's a Kabbalah, according to Rabbi Yossi, Kabbalah Satoira was Chamishim Ve'echod, or Zayin Sivan. Moshe le melech shenit ratzimot lo ava. It's like somebody who wants to give a present to his friend. Harotzi be'azeh uzman bifnei atzmoi. Diritzu is a zman bifnei atzmoi. In other words, when the reason Rav Shmuel says, okay, you ready? Ve'agos ha'maton aloyev uzman bifnei atzmoi. But to get the present, it's a different day. So says the Maral, the 50th is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give you. And the reason is because now we connect. Makes sense. But the actual giving comes a day later. But the Maral is also something givaldic. According to Rabbi Yossi, Vav Sivan is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give. For us to take it is Zayin Sivan. The question is, why do you have to break it into 2 days? It doesn't make any sense, right? Why does it have to make it into any sense? And what do you celebrate? According to Rabbi Yossi, Vav Sivan Shavuos is the Achona we spoke about. It is the unity, is the transcendence. Vav Sivan, according to Rabbi Yossi, what is it? Zayin Sivan is Matan Torah, but the Sinas HaTorah is Vav Sivan. What does that mean? I want to show you a Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says, Sheva Shaboso is Tmimo is Tiena. Bemedrash Shra, the Tami Rabbi Chiya says, Imosei Hen Tmimim, the atmimois bisman shisol oitzim retzoin eshel mokim. If you do retzoin eshel mokim, the atmimois. What does that mean? Mekan tiris binyanach ve'urdim chalat tzeres behisivan. Explains the Meshech Chochma. If shvuas falls on heisivan or beshisha, haloin kan sheva shvuas tmimois limois achoidesh. You realize that sivan doesn't have a full week, because if he falls on hay or on vav, you don't have a full week in chodesh sivan. The Benisha, the Shtei Shabbos, the Bier Arbo, the Sivan, and Shavuot Mim, Rak Mitzir, Vayom, Merch Nira. Sivan, if it falls on the hay, on the Vav, you have only 5 or 6 days. The week needs to borrow 1 day from the previous month. Lekachinam Tmimus, so that's missing the Tmimus. Aval Keshechal Zayin Sivan, you know what's unique about Zayin Sivan? Halo Shavuot Mim, again, Merch Sivan, you have a full week in Sivan. Now, which Shavuos? You have 7 days. So the 7 weeks has a week on Shavuos, on Sivan. And that's the Choshev. And that is Oisim Retzoinu Shalmokim. And that says, Lachen Omer, Bizman Shoisim Shalmokim, Dami Tosefta, Rebudoi Merchalatzeres, Siman Ra, Bevov, Bezayin Siman Yofel Oilam. Zayin is Siman Yofel Oilam, says why? Because you have a full week in Sivan. What does this mean, having a full week in Sivan? Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to see something to explain this Meshech Chochma and to explain the Maral. What does it mean that Vav Sivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, or we're only receiving Zayin? What does this all mean? There is a Chasdei David, Rav David Pardo, in his Pirush to... Rav David Pardo is a great Mikubal, but he wrote a Pirush on the Tosefta. So interesting, right? And here he has a Pirush on the Tosefta. Look at what he says in this Pirush on the Tosefta. The Omna Milsa the Rabbi Yuda Lois Mokumacher, the Rabbi Yuda that says, hey, Vav and Zayin, there is a difference I didn't see anywhere else besides the Tosefta. Ubaya Sirtut Lovid Mirvina, you need really to push yourself to try to understand. My Tamiom Hesiman Rab, Vav Beiruni. Hagam Holy Mademosha, Hatuel Kabatsid, Shayisrol, Stumim, Vechasumin, it doesn't make any sense. Okay? The God of Zayisabi Michilta, be as that. Okay. He says the following. The Avram says, so he says the following. Realized by Matan Torah on Vav Sivan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us to be Mekabel Torah. And we all know this, the Toises already, we know that this is, Toises already quotes, and the Adar Es Elyohu, and is the Tanchuma. Toises asked the Kasha, why did the HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to force us? We said Nasa V'Nishma. So the Tanchuma and the Gro says, Hainu al Kabbalah HaTorah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh we didn't accept. So he says, "Mishumachim pirashtein tavashir kina kudshbuchu shamayim vitzin har sinai lemim rashein lafridan the shamayim usotir shibichsav vov shibeshem." You realize that Matan Torah do two things: shamayim vore. The Medrash said, the Gemara says, right? Irkin shamayim vore. That's what the Sifri says. Hakudshbuchu. I'm sorry, not the Sifri. The Bechilta says the kudshbuchu took shamayim and aretz together. Shamayim is the Vov. That Vov is Matan Torah Shebichsav. And that's Vov Shebeshem. Vov Ktsov is the Zerampim. We know that Vov is Keneged, the Vov Shem Shomayim, Torah Shebichsav. V'ad Shebuch Mekdashtem Hayoyim U'mochar U'moyshif Yomecha Midaitoi. So the Eretz, who soy Torah Shebalpeh, Midashviz Dan Shem. The Vov and the Zion is Keneged Torah Shebalpeh and Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is the connection, it's always Vov, Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zion is Keneged the Mekablim, Keneged Malchus, and that's Torah Shebalpeh. Therefore, look at it, and that's what the Beis Halevi says. The Torah was supposed to be given on Vov Sivan. Vov Sivan is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Torah Shebichsav. But Klal Yisrael needed to be Mekabel Torah Shebalpeh. The Torah Shebalpeh, Moshe Rabbeinu's Moisif Yom Echad Midaitoi to Zayin, to be Mekabel Torah Shebalpeh. So Torah Shebichsav is on Vov, that's what the Maral means. Torah Shebichsav is on Vov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, but for us to be able to take that and to actually transcend is on Zion. Vov and Zion is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Keneged the Vov is Keneged, we all know this, Keneged the Noisen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Zion is Torah Shebalpeh. So Mimela, this is the Chibur of the two. And then he says the following. V'ayinu tamash shomer kidashtem moim mocher moishim v'simadat v'shakudsh boch she yodeh shemashim liman sholem v'kamli be'avrak Torah Shebichsav v'karom v'litan Torah be'on Vov. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to give the Torah on Vov and Moish Rabbeinu to be Moisef? He says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu know the Klal Yisrael didn't want Torah Shebal Peh. That's Kofa Limarki Gigis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you have to celebrate Matan Torah on Vov. You're not ready for Zion. Moish Rabbeinu had to take the initiative of Torah Shebal Peh to be Moisif Yoim Echad Midaitoi, and that's Zayin Sivan. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu added, and as you see, the Beis Halevi says this is the first time of Torah Shebal Peh actually arguing Torah Shebichsav. So he says that's the difference between Vov and Zayin. And that's what the Maral means. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Vov. Vov is always Keneged the Vov of Shem Shomayim. Zayin is Keneged the Hei of Olam Hazeh, that we use Olam Hazeh to transcend to Torah Shebal Peh. So it comes out like this. Chamishimo Sfira is our Achona. Mitzad Matan Torah, there is a Matan Torah of Vov, and there is a Matan Torah of Zayin. Matan Torah of Vov is Torah Shebichsav. Matan Torah of Zayin is Torah Shebalpeh. Says the Rebbe David Pardo, Ubazei Siashev. Chalio is Behei Siman Ra. Why is a Siman Ra? Because Hei Besivan means that the two Chadoshim or Mole. Two Chadoshim or Mole means that the Eidim were not able to be Mekadesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Mekadesh himself. So there was no human intervention at all. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not giving the Torah, you're not Roy. So in a year that falls on Hei Sivan, that the humans could not be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and therefore the Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Yor Mole, Mole means that they didn't see the loom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow them to see the moon. They couldn't do anything. So the humans were not ready. They were not able to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So Rosh and Chagin, Rosh Mishkash Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you're not ready to be Mekabel Torah. Mishumach l'nira Chodesh bizmano shtepiom, g'deshi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'al shechol behei. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow the moon to be seen because there was a chisoron on the moon. So therefore, on that day is a siman ra loilam. Take, we did the achona, but the achona is not ready. There is no Kabbalah Satoira. So on that year, there is no Kabbalah Satoira. There is no Kabbalah Satoira, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow the Eidim to do anything. So look at this. In a year that falls on hay, the humans are completely irrelevant. They cannot be Mekadesh the Chodesh. They were not Mekadesh the Chodesh in Chodesh Nisan. And they were not Mekadesh, which is Chorosh Chodesh year, and they were not Mekadesh the Chodesh in Chorosh Chodesh Sivan. If the humans, and it became automatically, we know that Shloishi means the Kitshu Shamayim. On those days, that year, we're not Zoichet to Kabbalah Satoira. Our Achona is not the right Achona. So Shavuos we celebrate, but it's not Mat Matan Torah. But he says, "V'imlo niskase achudja bechodesh shechash aschal bevov shu siman beinuni." But if there is like year, this, our calendar, that one chodesh we do what we are partial. We do something and we don't do something. One chodesh we are mekadesh, which is chodesh Sivan, but chodesh Iyar, we are not mekadesh, right? Because the kitru shamayim kilo b'dechakatim kebishiras libein arishin. So here is that the Torah Shebal Peh is not perfect. Torah Shebichsav is, but not Torah Shebal Peh. The Olam Nichal b'Torah Shebal Peh. Aval Chayin. So that's why the Siman Beinoni, our calendar after the Churban tells you that our Torah Shebal Peh, as we spoke so many times, that's what the 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Torah Shebal Peh never connected to Torah Shebichsav. So the only full Matan Torah is Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebal Peh is an ongoing process, and that's why we had to add, says the Magen Avraham Yom Tov Sheni. So says the Rotovit part. That's why it's a Siman Beinoni Lo'ilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a calendar that is half done. One of them we do, but other we don't. We are not able to achieve that perfection. And therefore, it falls on Vav Sivan, which is Yom Torah Shebichsav. We celebrate Matan Torah and Torah Shebichsav, but Torah Shebal Peh is not complete yet. In a year that we are able to be Mekadesh Techoidesh, to bring the Levona to a Kiddush HaChodesh in the 2 months, in this duality, the Torah Shebal Peh is really connected to Torah Shebichsav, then the Yontav is on Zayin Sivan. That is Zayin Sivan, Keloima, but he says, V'alimchal Zayin, Keloima, Sheshtein Chaseirim, Sheshchal Yom Chamishim, Sheshchal Saoimir, Zayin Sivan. But if we're able to be Mekadesh the Chodesh twice, in this duality that we spoke about, we're able to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, Siman Tov, Shlivavenu, Shomesh, Morikinu, that's Losid Lovoi, we're going to be able to celebrate Shavuos on Zayin. Lekabel all malchus shamayim leachda Torah Shebichsav, and that's the ichud of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. I realize, had the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stayed, and that's why, by the way, you should follow, because the Tosefta goes ahead and says, the reason why it was not Sholem is because we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brought us to Har Sinai, and we jumped back 12 steps. And he explains why. Because the 12, as we spoke so many times, right? Yudke Vovke is 12 permutations with Hei Law, and Hei Tato is 12. The ultimate Chibur is the 24, like we spoke last week. So we didn't. 12, we missed. Torah Shebich Bal Peh, we're not ready. We only got Torah Shebich Sav. And therefore, it was on Vav Sivan, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to do Yom Echad Midaitoi. And that's not celebrated because we're not there. We have to misak in the 24, which is the 24th Tachshit Gala. Those are the 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva that were able to bring Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav together, which is Losid Lovoi. And Losid Lovoi, Shavuos, will be Zayin Sivan, which is a Siman Yofel Oilam, says the Meshech Chochma. It means that Sivan is a month that we have 7 days, the unity of seven. And therefore, what's a Siman Yofel Oilam? That we have a unit of seven in the month of Sivan. If we're able to achieve that, that's a Siman Yofel Oilam, that we are here ready to Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. And by the way, the Beis Halevi in his droshes always says that. Vov is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Maral says, Torah Shebichsav. Yosef Yom Echad Midaito is the Koyach of Chachomim of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah of Vav and Zayin is a different Torah. The Torah of Vav is the Matan Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Torah. But the Torah Shebal Peh, our ability to transcend, to connect the Zayin within Matan Torah, we didn't achieve that. And therefore, for us, Yom Tov HaRishon is Vav. We celebrate Matan Torah Mitzvah Torah Shebichsav, and even on that, Rabbi Yosef will agree. The Yosef Yom Echad Midaito is the Torah Shebal Peh Sheboi, the Torah Shebichsav with Torah Shebal Peh, that's on Zayin, that only Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what he said, Moshe Rabbeinu was, Gemara says in the Dori, but he was Noeg Ayin Toiva, that he gave us the ability to darshan Torah Shebal Peh and to connect to Torah Shebichsav. That matona that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us, the Matan Torah of Zayin Sivan, is the Matan Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That Matan Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu is not Zoyche. So says Rav David Pardo, and that represents by the Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is our Kiddush HaChodesh. If we are Mekadesh HaChodesh 1 month, which is only partial, it's missing. That's Vav Sivan. That's Mitzvah Matan Torah. If we are Mekadesh HaChodesh, because the book says we are not ready. So on that month, we're not Mekadesh the Chodesh. Our Achona is not perfect. We celebrate the Achona, but there was no result. We don't say Chag Matan Torah Seinu. However, if we achieve the total ichud, which is the ichud of Torah Shebal Peh, which Talmid Rabbi Akiva, which is mesaken the 12 missing miles, which is Torah Shebal Peh and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate connection, then Shavuos falls on Zayin. That's Siman Yofel Oilam, says the Meshech Chochma. That's the only time that you have a full week in Sivan. Week represents, which is the ultimate Chibur. So Rabbi Yisrael comes out something fantastic. What Shavuos is all about is nothing but a Yovel. Is the idea of creating unity, unity of time. And what's the avoida? The avoida is sphera. It's counting. It's counting and aggregating. It's, that is the avoida. Everything else is called icing on the cake. This is the avoida creating unity. The ultimate unity is the unity of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, the Shtiyah Omer. How far in the unity we go, that depends when Shavuos is chal. If our unity is a unity which is incomplete, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows this to the world by our inability to mekadesh the two chodoshim, chodesh Iyar and chodesh Sivan, then this sphere leads to nothing, is not Matan Torah, and every year is a new experience. Our calendar, the Chazal established, what Chazal established is the Torah Shebichsav we have, Alpaim Shnei Torah. Our struggle is Torah Shebal Peh, and that's why we have Yom Tov HaSheni. We have always to in the process, Yontav HaSheni is achona for the real Yontav, right? So it's like a sniff. Therefore, our Yontav is a Beinoni. We celebrate Torah Shebichsav, real Kabbalah. Torah Shebal Peh is an ongoing process. And that's why Shavuos leads us to Torah Shebichsav. Leosid Lovui, when we go into Shlemus, is when we're able to mekal the two chadashim. We are able to be mekadesh, really the base, and turn it into one. Then it achieves to the ultimate goal, which is having a Shavua, a unit of seven united in Shavuos, and that's the unification of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, and that's the ultimate celebration of Matan Torah. So our Shavuos is Kirvanu Lifnei Sinai. Ilu Kirvanu Lifnei Sinai Velo Nosa Lanu Es HaTorah. When is Kirvanu Lifnei Sinai Velo Nosa Lanu Es HaTorah? When Shavuos falls on Hay. When Shavuos falls on Zayin, we have a Kabbalah Satoira. How far is the Kabbalah Satoira? Is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu only, like the Maral says, involved, and that's what we celebrate. But our goal is to hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to celebrate Shavuos on Zayin. So according to Rabbi Yosi, the Torah was nitan on Zayin is because Moshe Rabbeinu machloikes Rabbi Yosi and Chachomim is now totally different machloikes. We know that Torah Shebichsav is on Vov, Torah Shebal Peh is on Zayin. Moisiv Yomecher Midai to Chachomim hold, Klal Yisrael didn't want Torah Shebal Peh. That's why Matan Torah was on Vov. Rabbi Yosi is mechadesh, that even though Klal Yisrael was not zoichet to Vov, Moshe Rabbeinu was Yosif Yom Echad Midai Toi. This is the koyach of Moshe, that Moshe, yes, was Moshe Nefesh Torah Shebal Peh. So we had the experience through Moshe that we got the Torah on Zayin. But Zayin was a yontev that really relates to Moshe, not to all of us. So we celebrate on Vav, but we know that we aim to celebrate on Zayin. So our waiting for Mashiach, Rabbi Yisai, is waiting to celebrate Shavuos on Zayin Sivan, not on Vav Sivan. And that's why we do Yom Tov HaSheni. Yom Tov HaSheni ish meherei bo ne Beis HaMikdash and won't have time. So the celebration of the waiting for the Beis HaMikdash is to celebrate Shavuos on Zayin Sivan. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us, indeed, that our avoida Sfira Sa'imer is to create unity in the world that showed disjuncted and after what happened like Boimel last week. That's so difficult to create order in the world of chaos. Creating world order in the world of chaos is our achon of Sfira Soimer. According to that order, that unity, it will dictate this week of what will happen to Klal Yisrael. Meaning, is it a Vov or a Zayin? And a Vov and a Zayin is the difference between a incomplete Matan Torah to a complete Matan Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us indeed one day to experience the full Matan Torah, which is Matan Torah on Zayin, which is really the Chibur Shamayim V'aretz. And by the way, I encourage everybody to look at it. This, by the way, I couldn't do the whole Drobny Pardo. This Drobny Pardo is fantastic. I never knew Drobny Pardo. This is Mamish Givaldik. And you see, he's a big Makubo, so you're going to see what he learns. But first of all, the whole perspective is different. And I think what's important also is look at the Mesalevi. The Mesalevi, the Chuvah says that Beferush. Vov is Torah Shebichsav, Zayin Torah Shebalpeh. What the Maral say, Mitzad HaNoisen is Vov, Mitzad HaMekabel Zayin. And therefore, you have to be Mekabel. And you realize something. Vov is the Gemara HaChona. If we are Gemara HaChona Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh is something which comes Mimela. That's why it's a non-Aleph. Okay?
Just if you wouldn't mind if I could just offer what I think I understand. I'm not sure I got it fully. I was a little bit tired, but the idea of truest is to come to a position where you sense the unity that you can have with God, and that you admit that's the prerequisite for Kabbalah. In other words, you need a precursor to get there, and that's what you're striving for.
Is that right? To create days into Shavuos. That's it. That's why Shavuos b'loshem Dishma v'Oyim Bar Sinai. All of it is light's great order in the world of chaos. Create unity to put Shabbos as the part of the narrative of the week. That's it. That's what it is. That's why it's called Mimochras HaShabbos, right? Life is a Mimochras HaShabbos. All of Shavuos is putting life in context, creating order in the world of chaos. That's Safar Telecho. That's it. It's like Shemitah leading to a Yovel. That's it. And that's our Achona. And Shavuos is that Achona. It's the Zman HaKotzer, right? You plant and you're ready to gather to harvest in Shavuos. Now, what does the harvesting lead to? Either Vov or Zayin or nothing. There are some years that it led Klal Yisrael to nothing. In many years, the humans were not able to be Mekadesh, which is represented by the two. You realize the Gemini, right, and the two Kiddush HaChodesh during Sfira. During Sfira, you have Kiddush HaChodesh, Chodesh Ir, and Chodesh Sivan. Those Kiddush HaChodesh, it could be that we are Mekadesh or Kiddush Shamayim. And the sign is, are we ready? Are we ready to take our initiative?
I mean, along these lines, the idea that Moshe was most of Yom Me'atzmo, specifically because of Baal Keri, I mean, Keri being lost potential, lost life, lost connection, El Chai, is that it's the idea that you want to be connected to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so that something which is breaking that connection is going to be an impotent.
It's not more question. The humans, when you waste potential, you are not doing the poil. I mean, if you remember the Sefer Mishle, right, this poil in Tzura. Torah is the Tzura of the world. The Adam has to do it. If you waste potential, you're not ready to do it. As long as we waste potential, we are not ready to bring Torah Shebaal Peh to its completion. By the way, you realize that the Chof Dalet Talmid Rebbe Akiva, had they come together, right? So be completion of Torah Shebaal Chsam and Torah Shebaal Peh, Matan Torah, Bion Zayin. That's why Kol Hashvim Chavim. That's why Mashiach is the seventh. Right? Everybody knows the Mashiach is called also the door, the seventh door. He is the one that brings to the Shebaal Peh. V'yirichu Biras Hashem. And this is it. Meaning that's why this is Gemini to the Shebaal Peh. That's why it's the celebration of the Shebaal Peh. That's why we on Shavuos, we stay up at night learning to the Shebaal Peh the whole night. Right? That's the posh pshat. Because that's what's missing from the Torah. Meaning what's missing the Torah is the clarity. That's why Luchos HaRishonos were Matan Torah, was Zayin Sivan. And Torah Shebaal Peh was integrated into Torah Shebichsav. But Klal Yisrael didn't want, that's why the same idea that we didn't want, that's why Torah Shebaal Peh separated from Torah Shebichsav. Now we have to do it. So our yearning is to take from the Vav to the Zayin. That's our Avodah. That's what we learned. We showed the Mesiras Nefesh. Learn. Why do we learn? Meaning the Malach came from to the Beis Yosef and told him, you're Metaki Matronisa Kadisha. You show that we want to learn. We want to have clarity. That's it. So people, this is it. Mea Kudosh Baruch Hu allow us to experience this. And I encourage everybody to see it because really from perspective what's supposed to be. And everybody have a great Ari. Yom Tov. Yes.
Is there any parallelism to the two schools in the Muslim, the Shiites and the others to the Vav and the Zion? Any parallelism there?
Why? Because of the seminars?
Different views.
Yeah, interesting. I didn't think about it. I have to think about it. But according to us, there is, right? According to us, there is a big difference between Vav and Zayin. That's the part that everybody says, right? Vav is the Zohar, and Zayin is basically taking the Vav and the Kiva together. Right? That's it. That's the Chibur. That is Kayadua. I have to see. Interesting. I don't know. The Parshas Behar. So the reason I give this year this, if you think about it clear, right? you realize something interesting. You always think that the reason why you read Parshas Behar Bechukoisa is because of Bechukoisa. According to this, Parshas Behar, it's also a great achona for Shavuos. Right? Parshas Behar and the Yevra says, all this Soid HaYoyvel is the Soda Sfira. But it's nothing to do. Is that the Chinuch says we're counting towards Matan Torah. According to this, we're not counting towards Matan Torah. That's why we don't count today how many days are missing. It's an aggregate. It's a case of aggregation, of creating the aggregation to create Shavuos. Shavuos out of Shavuos. That's what it is. It's turning days into weeks and 2 weeks into a group of 7 weeks. Shiva Shavuos Laoimer is that we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're creating a narrative in our lives. We're united, order in the world of chaos. That's it. But that's it. So this is Parshas Behar as a achona for Shavuos.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.